This is Ozarks at Large. Last summer, a work requirement was instituted for Arkansas Works, a federally subsidized health insurance program for low-income Arkansas adults. 5 months later, more than 18,000 enrollees out of 60,000 who qualified have somehow lost their health insurance coverage. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act of 2010, Arkansas was one of 37 states provided a waiver by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to expand Medicaid subsidized private health insurance to low-income adults ages 19 to 64. Enacted in 2013 as the private option by the Arkansas legislature, the experimental hybrid public-private health insurance demonstration project was later rebranded as Arkansas Works. At a 2017 press conference in Little Rock, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson announced that, true to the program's name, that able-bodied adult enrollees ages 29 to 49 would be required to log 80 hours of work to maintain their health coverage.
The work requirement that we want is that they actually have to show up. They actually have to either be working in worker training or participate in a voluntary organization.
Of the 234,000 enrolled, one quarter, more than 60,000 Arkansans, were subject to the work requirement. In his 2019 State of the State address to the 92nd General Assembly on January 15th, Hutchinson said Arkansas Works is working.
As evidence of these new opportunities, we have moved more than 65,000 Arkansans over the last 4 years out of poverty and into work. They have jobs and they're making more money. And fewer Arkansans are on Medicaid, and fewer are having to rely upon the important safety net of SNAP and other benefits.
What the governor didn't mention is that more than 18,000 Arkansans have lost their Arkansas Works health insurance for failing to comply with strict Arkansas Department of Human Services reporting requirements. Irvin Martinez has been a health insurance eligibility specialist at Community Clinic in Springdale since 2016. He says many of his patients struggle to navigate the online portal for their Arkansas Works accounts.
It's very cumbersome to get into certain areas of the website. And sometimes it's not even working because they do a lot of updates. So sometimes it's not even online and people can't access the website.
New participants are provided a reporting account reference number by DHS, not online, but through the mail, which Martinez says can get lost or misplaced.
Even if people are able to connect their accounts to their healthcare coverage using the reference number, a lot of patients are reporting, and I've actually seen when I've logged into the website with them, that they're being locked out from their accounts.
He logs onto his computer to show us.
You cannot access your account at this time. Please contact the help desk at 1-855-372-1084, which is the toll-free number for the DHS call center. But what patients have found when they've called that phone number is that the agents don't know how to give people access back into their accounts. I had one patient who reported that he called the call center several times and that he was given the phone number to a prison. He was given the phone number to a senior citizen's private home as the phone numbers to call to get access to the account. And it took him 3 phone calls to the call center to finally be able to get access to the account.
Martinez concedes DHS must engage strict security measures to protect patient privacy. We contacted DHS for comment about the glitches. Spokesperson Amy Webb declined talking by phone, but in an email wrote the agency has expanded telephone reporting access. In response to a surge of complaints, Martinez says the state's 3 Arkansas Works insurance providers, Ambetter, QualChoice, and Arkansas Blue Cross Blue Shield, stepped up to help. Martinez says patients can log into their Arkansas Works account at county DHS office computers. However, he says staff are not obliged to assist. Patients, however, under Arkansas Works, can be assisted by a DHS-registered proxy who can report for them.
A lot of community organizations have been utilizing that registered reporter program. Mostly it's health organizations, as well as certain churches and other nonprofit organizations.
Martina says he's aware of one patient who considered herself to be in compliance, discovering her coverage had been terminated when she went to the pharmacy to fill her prescription. The patient, he says, had just undergone surgery, so ended up qualifying for a good cause exemption and was later reinstated. Another Arkansas Works recipient who declined talking to us on tape says she lost her coverage for failing to prove work income. She insists she had verified that data 3 months earlier. Kevin DeLeban, an attorney with Legal Aid of Arkansas, filed a lawsuit last August against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, challenging the federal government's approval of Arkansas Works on behalf of 9 plaintiffs.
In various parts of Arkansas, some who are employed, some who've recently been employed, some who have some sort of short-term disability, all of whom are on Arkansas Works, and all of whom have had some problem complying with the new work requirements. We've had a couple folks who lost coverage because of the work requirements, even though they were working or even though they would have met an exemption.
DeLeban, joined by the National Health Law Program and Southern Poverty Law Center, argue that Medicaid has never required a work mandate.
The fact is that 57% of Arkansas Works beneficiaries in Arkansas already work. Another 23% have some sort of disability, and another 12% are caring for a family member. And so you have almost the full number of people who are on Arkansas Works that are either working or doing something else that's productive or having some sort of obstacle to being able to work.
DeLeban has asked the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. to issue a decision by March 31st before the next round of terminations are set to occur. When the private option was first deployed in 2013, the Fed paid the entire tab, saving Arkansas an estimated $750 million. Through 2021, when the state is expected to pick up a 10% cost share.
We saw an awful lot of our population move into the marketplace and had insurance, and our uninsured population went down to about 35%, which is a huge number.
Kathy Grisham is CEO of Community Clinic, which provides affordable health care based on income and household size to around 37,000 patients across 13 clinical sites in Northwest Arkansas. She says Community Clinic's patient population often work 2 or 3 jobs, so accounting to Arkansas Works can be overwhelming for some.
And they don't have computers in their home. They don't have smartphones. To use a smartphone, you have to pay for it, and they're paying for food and rent and care for their children.
Grisham says she's doing her best to accommodate patients who've lost their Arkansas Works coverage.
People do freak out when they find out, when they think they've got Arkansas Works and find out they were cut off, and we would just shift them over to our uninsured population and take care of them that way because we're obligated to take care of them.
Until, she says, they're qualified to re-enroll. Christian says for Arkansas Works to work, the state needs to spend a lot more money. DHS confirmed to us that an awareness campaign has been launched this month with paid advertising on public transit systems across the state and in college newspapers. Arkansas Works recently expanded to include college-age adults, ages 19 and up. But longtime Medicaid insurance eligibility specialist Irvin Martinez says simplifying portal access is key.
To allow people to just connect their accounts just using their Social Security number would really help in people being able to gain access to the website so that they can report as DHS wants them to. The other thing that I think would really help is for DHS to allow the county offices to accept proof of work activities.
In an email for this report, Loretta Alexander, Health Policy Director for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, says Arkansas Works is failing low-income Arkansans because the process was not well implemented. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.